My name's Jesse Griglite. I am 16 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Dallas Sermon, who is my grandma. We were recording this interview in San Diego, California, but she's in St. Louis, Missouri. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I spent the first 12 years of my life on a farm. And I recall a few things, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, my family moved to St. Louis, which was, and that's where I grew up. St. Louis.
Uh huh.
In a brownstone on a street.
Alrighty. How many siblings did you have?
How many what?
Siblings.
There were nine of us.
Mm-hmm.
But there were three of them had died in infancy, so there was five until I was 20. And then when I was 20, my mother had my brother David.
Mm-hmm.
So there was six of us.
Alrighty. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager, and what did you do with your money earned?
I was a usherette at a theater downtown St. Louis when Cinerama was first introduced.
I actually didn't know this.
And let's see. You had to wear 3-inch heels.
For the movies?
To work there.
Oh, wow.
And then you had to wear a skirt and a jacket and a blouse.
Wow.
I know.
You had to get all dolled up.
And my sister Shirley and I both worked there.
And what did you do with the money you earned there?
Was probably just to buy clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Of all the family members, and we have a lot, you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life?
Oh, wow. That would have to be David Crockett, wouldn't it?
That's true. Very true.
Yeah. That was on my dad's mother's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sixth generation to my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think he would probably had the most interesting life. Wouldn't you, out on the frontier fighting the Indians or whoever he fought?
King of the Wild Frontier.
When I was in school, then you studied American history, and he was in that book.
He was in my book in elementary school, I think.
Yeah.
All right. And my favorite, the story of how you and Grandpa met.
Oh, my. Well, when I lived in the city, he also lived there, too. And lived in the same vicinity that I lived in. But he was older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went into the Navy and was there for 4 or 5 years, whatever. And then when he came back, then I had grown up, I was 18 then.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him when he came back out of the Navy. I met him at a picnic.
Oh, really?
That churches have in the area, and he was there, and I met him, and talked to him for a while, and then later on, a friend of mine asked me to go to a dance, and I didn't have a date, And mm-hmm. her date fixed me up was your grandpa.
And how'd the dance go?
How did that go?
Yeah.
I thought it was too early for me because I was a little naive at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it didn't go really well. Until maybe a year later or something. And then I met him again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started dating then.
Then that's when you knew.
I don't know if I ever just knew. I think when he asked me to marry him, I was like, really? Really?
You're like, I mean, I guess.
And I think about it now, he was all of 26 and I was 20.
Wow. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
That's only 4 years away from me.
I know. Don't even think about it.
I know. Definitely not.
I know. Do not think about it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Grandma.
You're welcome. What are you going to do with all this information?